a preacher who will not warn people about eternal punishment of hell cannot be trusted. There are some of you sitting in this room today who will spend eternity in hell unless you change the direction of your life. The doctrine of hell has fallen on difficult times, mostly in the church. There's evidence that outside the church, there's more people believe in hell today than they did in 1950. It's a different kind of hell, of course. It's not a literal hell. It's a separation in your mind from God, or a hell that you go through because of circumstances. And we see people would have described for you the last few weeks that they've gone through a hell. People of Oklahoma City, where I just came from a revival and went through the National Memorial there, said that they went through a hell as bad as all those things are. They do not compare to what the Bible teaches about hell. Hell no longer is a seeker-sensitive subject. And so in our churches, we avoid upset those who might be looking for a relationship with Jesus. Now, I understand that thought, but I don't think we abandon a subject that Jesus taught so much about. Just be secretive. Jesus taught far more about hell than he ever did about hell. We today need to get an understanding of what it is all about. We have a sense, even in the church, there is a sense that such a loving God ever send anybody to an eternal punishment. Separated. work for them, not folk like me. Devil and his angels. He who rebelled against the authority of God, he who is is so deceived that this day he still believes that he's going to gather enough people on his side that one day he will assault God and win. There will be a day that God can shut the door. Across the street, and in his youthfulness, he grabs a hold of that large limb and he lifts it up.